This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Executives from Ameren, Missouri and Westinghouse presented their plans to the State Public Service Commission for pursuing grants to build small nuclear reactors. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has more.
The two companies have teamed up to pursue up to $452 million from Washington to build up to five small modular reactors, or SMRs, at Ameren's Callaway County plant. Joseph Zwedelitz is president of the Americas Division of Westinghouse. He says SMRs would be safer than the traditional nuclear reactor.
This reactor is almost entirely underground, which provides an additional level of safety with regards to potential postulated accidents, deliberate attacks, tornadoes, those kinds of things.
PSC Chairman Kevin Gunn says they're interested in the project, even though state utility regulators have no authority over it. The Department of Energy is expected to award the grants in September. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
New appointees to the University of Missouri Board of Curators were welcomed to their positions this morning. Jefferson City lawyer Pam Henriksen was appointed to the board by Jay Nixon in 2011. The MU Law School grad says she's still learning a lot about the university. There was a lot of talk about e-learning in the session, something Henriksen agrees with.
Well, obviously e-learning is the wave of the future. It's the way we're going to go. And being the mother of two recent college graduates, I can certainly see the benefits in allowing students to take more courses.
She says this setup would allow students to plan their own schedule instead of waiting for a course to be offered. Henriksen also says e-learning might help with funding issues because of its cost effectiveness. Missouri's economy grew at a slower pace than the nation's this past year. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported today that new Federal Commerce Department figures show Missouri's economy in 2011 grew by just 0.04% when adjusted for inflation. That compares with a national average of 1.5%. Missouri ranked 43rd among states in economic growth. Last year was the third straight year Missouri's economy lagged the nation as a whole. Nearly every sector of Missouri's $250 billion economy either shrank or grew slower than average. But state officials note the numbers are just estimates and say Missouri's faring well by other measures. Missouri's unemployment rate is below the national average, and the state has also done well in recent reports on exports to entrepreneurship. Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik says some agencies rush to spend money near the end of the budget year. Schweik released a report today that examined the end-of-year spending by five state agencies during the 2011 and 2010 budget years. The auditor says he didn't find waste or fraudulent spending, but he says there were instances when agencies stockpiled inventories of stamps or bought items like handheld radio phones or computer systems that were not needed until later. Schweik says that by purchasing the items at the end of the fiscal year, the agencies were able to avoid lapsing the money, which would put it back into a general revenue pool to be spent by the state in the next year. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.